everyone.
大家早上好。
Can you hear me?
大家听得到吗？
No.
听不到吗？
Yes now.
听得到吗？
Okay, well, I'll keep going. It's a happy Sabbath today.
大家安息日好。
And the rain has come in answer to our prayers for cooler temperatures.
我们祷告要求比较凉的天气呢，就下了雨。
And hopefully the Holy Spirit will descend like rain on us today as well.
而且我们盼望圣灵就好像雨那样降下在我们当中。
What I'm noticing every morning at this service,
我注意到的是每个早上我们聚会的时候
is that we are becoming more concentrated.
我们就变得比较浓缩了。
That's another way to say that there are fewer of us each morning.
就是换句话说呢，早上聚会时间的时候人比较少了。
But just like Pastor Skeet said, God doesn't need numbers.
可是就好像Skeet 牧师所说的，我们其实上帝不需要人数。
Success in God's eyes is never measured by number.
在上帝眼中的成功呢，永远都不是以数目来衡量的。
It is always determined by the quality of our surrender to Him.
每一次都是以我们向他降服的那种质量来衡量。
One Christian entirely surrendered to God.
一个完全献身的基督徒
is far more benefit to God than 100 half surrendered Christians.
对上帝来说，比一百个一半献身的基督徒呢还更有用。
And that is, in a way, what our topic is about this morning.
这就是我们今天早上的题目。
The title is Leave Him Alone.
今天我的主题是任凭他吧。
Or Leave Her Alone.
或者是任凭他吧。
And this is perhaps the three most fearful words we could ever hear said about us.
这是其中三个中的其中一个有关于谈论到我们呢其中一个最可怕的话。
As long as it is God who says it.
只要是上帝这么说的话，就非常可怕。
So without much more introduction, let us pray and discuss this message.
让我们祷告，然后开始这个信息。
Father in heaven, this morning we are thankful for the rain.
我们在天上的父，今天早上感谢你给我们下雨。
And we ask that your Holy Spirit may descend upon our hearts like the rain.
我们祈求你的圣灵好像雨那样降在我们的心中。
And although we may be fewer in number, may we be more fervent in our surrender.
虽然我们的人数减少了，可是愿主你帮助我们能够对你的献身更加的热忱。
And I ask that you will help us to never allow you to say to us, leave him alone.
求你帮助我们好让我们不再让你有这样的机会说任凭他吧。
And so we ask that you will speak to us.
我们祈求你向我们说话。
And that you will move us.
你会感动我们。
And strengthen us to make the right decision.
坚固我们的心来做出正确的决定。
Be with us now in this hour, we pray.
在这时刻求你与我们同在。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I invite you to turn your Bibles with me to Revelation chapter 7.
我请大家与我一同翻到启示录第七章。
Revelation chapter 7 will begin in verse 1.
我们从第一节开始。
Revelation chapter 7 is a chapter that has to do with this very time in which we live.
这一段经文呢是有关于我们现在这个时候。
Verse 1 says, And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth.
此后我看见四位天使站在地的四角，执掌地上四方的风。
Holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree.
叫风不吹在地上、海上和树上。
And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea.
我又看见另有一位天使从日出之地上来，拿着永生上帝的印。他就像那得着权柄能伤害地和海的四位天使，大声喊着说。
Verse 3, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till We have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads.
第三节，地与海并树木，你们不可伤害，等我们应了我们上帝众仆人的额。
We see a very vivid picture here in these verses.
我们在这几节经文当中看见一个很清楚的景象。
We see four powerful angels at the four corners of the earth.
我们看见四位大能的天使站在地的四方。
Holding with all their might powerful winds.
而他们执掌着地上那些很大的风。
Winds of strife.
这就是征战的风。
Of destruction.
毁灭的风。
The winds of trouble.
灾难的风。
These are the winds that when let loose will bring upon the world a time of trouble as had never been seen since there has been a nation.
这些风呢，如果让他们放出来的话呢，就会发生在地上从没有发生过的大灾难。
In other words, these winds, once they are let loose, will be the final movements before Jesus comes.
换句话说，当这些风一放出来呢，就是耶稣基督再来之前的那一段大灾难的时候。
So although the winds may bring in its wake destruction and trouble,
虽然那些风会带来很大的灾难和毁坏，
but nonetheless, these winds must be let loose if Jesus is ever to come.
但是呢，如果耶稣要来的话，那这些风呢，也必须要让他们被放出来。
And we say that that day is at hand.
我们说这个日子已经到了。
And so, we need to understand what it is that these angels are waiting for.
所以我们必须要了解为这些天使们在等待着什么。
The angel from the east having the seal of God says, wait, we can't let the winds loose yet.
这些从日出之地上来的天使呢，他说等啊，我们还不能够让这些风被放出来。
But what are we waiting for?
那是我们等待的是什么呢？
The verses that we read explain that we must wait until the servants of God have been sealed.
这些经文告诉我们呢，他们在等待，使到上帝的仆人都在额上接受了上帝的印。
And who are these people who receive the seal?
而这些人接受印的是什么人呢？
Verse 4.
第四节。
And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and they were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel.
第四节，我听见以色列人各支派中受印的数目有144,000。
In essence, if I can summarize what we've talked about so far.
长话短说。
God cannot allow or will not allow the four winds to be let loose.
上帝呢不会允许人们放这天使放这四方的风
until he has sealed the 144,000.
除非他印了那十四万四千人。
And the 144,000 here are called the 12 tribes of Israel.
而这里的十四万四千人呢，是被称为以色列的十二支派。
We'll begin reading in verse 5.
我们继续读第五节。
Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000.
犹大支派中受印的有一万二千。
Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000.
吕遍支派中有一万二千。
Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000.
加德支派中有一万二千。
Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000.
亚瑟支派中有一万二千。
Of the tribe of Nephthalim were sealed 12,000.
拿弗他利支派中有一万二千。
Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000.
马拿西支派中有一万二千。
Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000.
西缅支派中有一万二千。
Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000.
利未支派中有一万二千。
Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000.
以撒迦支派中有一万二千。
Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000.
西布伦支派中有一万二千。
Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000.
约瑟支派中有一万二千。
Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000.
便雅悯支派中受印的有一万二千。
12 tribes of Israel, 12,000 from each tribe.
十二个支派，以色列十二个支派中每一个支派有一万二千。
Interestingly enough, there was an interesting experience that I had once.
有一次我有一个很有趣的经验。
I was speaking at a church in California.
我在加利福尼亚州的一个教会讲道。
And I made an appeal for people who to make a commitment to be a part of the 144,000.
当时我就做了个呼召，要人们来响应，加入这十四万四千人。
After my sermon, a man came up to me.
我讲完了道之后，有一个人就上前来。
And he pointed his finger at at me like this.
然后他就用手指指着我的鼻子这样。
He said, "You are a false prophet."
你是个假先知。
I thought, "Wow, what a privilege."
我讲我是那么的荣幸。
And the reason he said that is he said, "Do you think any people in your audience are Jews?"
他说，他这样说的原因是，你想你的会众当中有没有犹太人呢？
Because don't you know that the 144,000 will only come from Jewish people?
难道你不知道这144,000都是从犹太人当中出来的吗？
So is it true that the 144,000 are only Jews?
难道144,000人真的是犹太人而已吗？
Because right here it says they're from the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
因为圣经这么说，他们是从以色列十二支派中出来的。
There's a couple problems.
但是呢，有一些问题。
Problem number one.
第一个问题
is that when the northern kingdom of Israel was taken away to captivity by Assyria.
当以色列的北国呢被亚述国俘虏的时候
，they were scattered.
他们就被分散了。
And they have been lost.
他们呢就失落了。
The 10 tribes of the northern kingdom no longer exist.
北部的那十二个支派呢不再存在。
And the southern kingdom of Judah and Benjamin perhaps may be possible in some cases to be able to be identified.
而这南部的两个支派呢就是犹大和便雅悯呢或许还有一些可能性会存在。
That's problem number one, but problem number two I want to spend more time on.
这是第一个问题，但是第二个问题呢我要花多一点时间。
If you look at this list of tribes, there is some irregularity.
你看看这一个整个十二个支派所列出来的，你会看到有一些不大整齐的地方。
These 12 tribes do not line up with the 12 tribes in which Canaan was divided.
这十二个支派呢，他们被排列的方式不是好像在迦南地被分割地的时候那种的排列方式。
Looking at all of these names, you'll notice that from this list, and if you look on a map, there will be two names that don't match.
如果你看着这边所列的名字，然后你看看这个地图的话，你会发现到有两个名字呢是不相配的。
On the map, you will see two names that are not here on this list.
在这个地图上，你会发现到有两个名字呢是没有在这边列出来的。
And on this list, there are two names that don't exist on the map.
而在这个列这这个列出来的名字当中呢，有两个是在地图上没有看到的。
You ready to know who they are?
你知道是那两个名吗？
In this list, we see the tribe of Levi and the tribe of Joseph.
在这边所列出来的，我们看到了约瑟的支派，还有利未支派。
If you look at the division of the nation of Israel, you will not find those names having any state or any property.
如果你看着以色列在迦南地的分地的情况呢，他们根本这两个支派是没有被分到地的。
And the two names that you will find on the map.
而在这地图上你可以看到的那另外两个名
is Dan
是 Dan
and Ephraim
和以法莲。
Now the question naturally is raised.
现在呢，人们就会很自然地问这个问题。
Why the discrepancy?
为什么会有这两种的差别？
Simply put,
简单地说，
the tribes of Israel in the description of the 144,000.
在这十四万四千人人数里面所说到的那十二个支派
，They represent the spiritual characteristics that must be possessed to be a part of this group.
他们所代表的是那种属灵的特征，要加入这十四万四千人当中的那些属灵的特征。
And so, in contrast, then.
然后对比来说
，That means the tribes that are not listed here have characteristics that we should not have or cannot have.
所以那两个支派呢，没有进入这个名单当中呢，他们所拥有的特征呢，是我们不应该拥有的。
And that's what I want to focus on today.
这就是今天我要所讲的。
Of the two tribes, Dan and Ephraim, I want to focus on Ephraim this morning.
这两个支派但和以法莲支派呢？我要把焦点放在以法莲支派。
What is it about Ephraim that made him excluded from this list?
是什么使到以法莲呢被剔除从名单中剔除呢？
Because whatever that important characteristic is, we want to avoid it.
不管它有什么这特别的这特征呢，是我们要 避免的。
Because if we possess that quality, we cannot be a part of the 144,000.
因为如果我们有这个特征的话呢，那么我们就不能够进入144,000人的这名单中。
And if we are not a part of the 144,000, we will not be ready for the winds of strife.
如果我们不属于这144,000人，那么我们就没有准备好去迎接这灾难的大风。
So what's Ephraim's problem?
以法莲的问题在哪里呢？
Look with me in Hosea chapter 4.
让我们翻到何西阿书第四章。
Hosea is an easy book to find because it's right after the book of Daniel.
何西阿书很容易找到，是在但以理书的后面。
Hosea chapter 4, verse 17.
何西阿书第四章第十七节。
Hosea chapter 4, verse 17, and this is what we read.
何西阿书四章十七节，这边这么说
：Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone.
以法莲亲近偶像，任凭他吧。
God says of Ephraim, he has been joined to idols.
上帝论到以法莲，他说他们呢亲近偶像。
And God says of Ephraim, leave him alone.
然后上帝对以法莲说：“任凭他吧。”
The most easy way for God to leave us alone.
这最容易的让上帝任凭我们去的方法
is for us to cling to our idols.
就是我们紧紧的跟我们的偶像联合。
But what does it mean to be joined unto our idols?
跟我们的偶像联合或者亲近偶像是什么意思呢
？I read in Bible Commentary, Volume 4.
我在这边从圣经注释本会圣经注释第四卷里面念。
1174.
在英文版1174面。
By continual resistance, the sinner places himself where he knows nothing but resistance.
借着持续的抗拒。罪人就把自己放在除了抗拒之外就不知道其他反应的境地。
When he disregards the calls of God's mercy and continues to sow the seeds of unbelief, the dread mark is placed over his doorway.
当他不理上帝怜悯的呼召而继续撒下不信的种子，那么那可怕的印记就会被印在他的门口。
Ephraim is joined to his idols. Let him alone.
以法莲亲近偶像，任凭他吧。
It is by continual resistance to calls to forsake sin that is being joined unto idols.
继续持续不断的抗拒那种呼召来放弃偶像的呼召呢，就是与偶像联合或者亲近偶像。
Review in Herald Page, April 8, 1880.
评论与通讯，1880年4月8日。
All who become connected with the cause of God will have opportunity to know what is in their hearts.
每一个参与上帝的工作的人都会有机会认识他们心中的意念。
If they prize anything higher than the truth, their hearts are not prepared to receive Jesus and he is consequently shut out.
如果他们真爱任何事物超过真爱真理，他们的心还没有准备好接受耶稣，而且主常常被他关在门外。
If individuals, when tested, refuse to sacrifice their idols and overcome selfishness, pride, and evil passions,
如果一个人面临考验时拒绝牺牲他们的偶像，不愿意胜过自私、骄傲和邪恶的欲望，
it will be said of them as Ephraim of old.
那么他们就可比为古时候的以法莲人。
They are joined to their idols. Leave them alone.
他们亲近偶像，任凭他们吧。
And the Spirit of God will leave them with their sinful traits unsubdued to the control of evil angels.
而上帝的灵就会任由他们不受管制的罪恶本性，让恶天使所控制。
Is it any wonder then that Ephraim is not a part of the 144,000?
所以你看，以法莲没有成为144,000人的一部分是不出奇的。
They represent God's people.
他们虽然代表上帝的子民
who know the truth,
他们认识真理
but yet continue to cling to sin,
却持续不断地紧紧抓着他们的罪
and because they continue to cling to sin, God has no choice but to leave them alone.
因为他们紧紧地与他们的偶像联合，所以上帝没办法，必须要任凭他们去。
And what happens, we see, is that they are under the control of evil angels.
我们看见更可怕是他们受罪恶邪恶天使的控制。
So Ephraim is not just any sinner.
以法莲并不是任何一种的罪人。
It is a sinner with the form of godliness.
这些呢是有敬虔的外表的罪人
，who loves and cherishes sin in their hearts.
他们真爱他们心中的罪
，and who are under the control of Satan's angels.
而且呢，受撒旦的天使所控制。
And so what this means is that the average individual in the world cannot be Ephraim.
所以呢，在世界上的普通人呢，不可能是以法莲。
Even other Christian denominations members cannot be Ephraim.
就算是别的基督教会当中的教友们呢，也不会是以法莲人。
Individuals in the Seventh-day Adventist Church who deny the truth and cherish sin, they are Ephraim.
在基督福临安息日会里面呢，那些教友他们不接受真理，他们紧紧抓着他们的偶像，他们才是以法莲人。
This is a disease to which we are specifically predisposed.
这是我们呢很容易患上的一种疾病。
Because as Pastor Skeet has said so clearly,
好像 Skeet 牧师所讲的那么清楚，
we are responsible for far more than any other group of people.
我们所负起的责任呢，比任何另外的一组人呢更大。
Because of the privileges and the truth entrusted to us.
因为呢，这些真理和这些特权呢，已经托付给了我们。
If we cherish sin,
如果我们真爱罪恶
，the consequences is far more dangerous.
那么后果呢，是更加的危险的。
But today, sin is no longer sin.
可是今天呢？罪呢也不再像罪那样了。
Instead of calling sin by its right name, we come up with new names for sin.
我们没有称呼罪真正的名字，而是我们用各种不同的名字来称呼它。
Instead of calling immoral lifestyle,
我们不说不道德的生活习惯
and sinful habits,
或者是有罪的习惯。
And wicked associations.
我们说跟邪恶有联系。
We say we want to live a balanced life.
我们呢就用另外一种词句形容说我们要过一个平衡的生活。
We may have homosexuality rampant even within the church.
甚至在教会里面呢有同性恋的这种情况。
Even though the Bible calls it sin.
虽然圣经清楚告诉我们那是一种罪。
We call it an alternate lifestyle.
我们说，我们就称呼它为一种另外一种形式的生活。
Instead of doing the right thing all the time, no matter the cost, being faithful unto death.
我们呢没有不断常常的行正义的事，不管是怎样呢，甚至是忠心到死。
We now have things called situational ethics.
现在我们有这种所谓的照着情势的而改变的道德观念。
It's okay to sin when it's convenient.
如果是方便的话呢，犯一点罪无所谓。
It's okay to lie if it means saving someone's life.
如果要救某某人的生命，那么讲点骗话无所谓。
Sin is sin.
罪就是罪。
Sometimes we adulterous relationships have a different name.
有些时候呢，那种不道德的关系男女关系呢，却用了另外一种的名词来形容。
In English, we say that they're having an affair.
在英文呢，他们就说他们有一种不正常的关系。
An affair almost sounds like you are doing a government mission to some other country.
这个英文的词句呢，这种不正常的关系，这个词句的形容词就好像你代表政府去做一些使命这样。
Working for the Department of Foreign Affairs.
或者是为了这个外交部做一些工作。
But it is sin.
可是这是罪。
We even make it sound good.
虽然我们让他们听起来好听。
Instead of fornication.
我们不说是奸淫。
Or premarital sex.
或者是婚前性关系。
We call it making love.
我们称他们为做爱。
And instead of doubting and faithlessness.
我们不说是怀疑或者是没有信心。
We call it higher education or higher criticism.
我们称他们为高级评级或者是高级的教育。
Sin is no longer sin anymore.
罪呢不再被称为罪了。
Sin is being dressed down.
罪呢已经被淡化了。
He's a buddy now.
他是一个朋友了。
And God is about to say, "Leave them alone."
上帝呢就要说这句话了，任凭他们吧。
Idols.
偶像。
We read this in the book Steps to Christ.
在《世纪救主》这本书里面，我们读到这段话。
Even one wrong trait of character, one sinful desire persistently cherished.
人的品性中虽然只有一点恶癖或者是恶习惯，心中虽然只有一股邪念，若坚持不改
，will eventually neutralize all the power of the gospel.
这福音在他们心内所有的能力呢，终逼至完全无效。
Some say there's big sins and little sins.
有人说这是大罪，这是小罪。
Some say there are sins that we can't help and sins that we can help.
有些人说这是没办法必须要犯的罪，有些是可以避免的罪。
Even if it's one little itty bitty sin, if we cherish it, it will destroy us.
就算是一种小小的罪，可是如果我们真爱它的话呢，它将会毁灭我们。
And some of us,
我们当中有一些人
have the idols of materialism.
有这种的偶像，就是物质主义。
For perhaps young men who can relate with me.
年轻的男孩或许是可以跟我一样的有想这样的想法。
Our technology can be our idol.
就是科技可能成为我们的偶像。
Our gadgets can be our idol.
我们的小玩意可能成为我们的偶像。
The internet can be our idol.
互联网可能成为我们的偶像。
Our MP3 players can be our idols.
我们的 MP3 这个录音机呢，可以成为我们的偶像。
But more than that,
可是不只是这些,
we may have the idol of ambition.
可能我们有野心的这个偶像,
thinking that we have to get something in order for us to find fulfillment.
认为呢，我们必须要得到某一样事物才能够使我们满足。
When we are sacrificing the cause of God for the sake of our pride and selfishness.
可是因为我们的骄傲，因为我们的自私，我们呢就牺牲了上帝的工作。
Sometimes we have the idols.Of secret sins.
可能我们有这个隐藏的罪恶。
Sins that exist only here.
只是在这边存在的罪恶。
But even if that little sin is cherished, it will destroy us just the same.
可是如果我们真爱这种，就算这种小小的罪呢，也必然会毁灭我们。
And sometimes we have the idol of reputation or of having face.
或许呢，我们有些时候，我们的偶像是我们的面子，我们的名声。
And this one is particularly bad for us.
而这个呢，对我们特别的不好。
I have seen parents destroy their children.
我看见父母们呢，他们毁灭他们自己的孩子。
Rob the cause of God of a potential soldier.
他们呢，就抢夺了上帝有潜能的精兵。
Because they care too much about this right here.
因为呢，他们太过爱面子了。
They have to have a doctor in their family.
他们必须在家里面出一个医生。
They have to have that business person earning the money to support them.
他们必须要有一个做生意的孩子呢，来支持他们。
And when the young person wants to serve the Lord, the parents say, "No, you can't."
这个年轻人说我们要侍奉上帝的时候，父母却说不行。
Idols.
这是偶像。
Sometimes our education is our idol.
有时候我们的教育成为我们的偶像。
We think that by getting degrees or further training, somehow we'll be more valuable.
我们认为呢，得到更多的学位或者是更高的教育呢，可能对我们来说更有价值。
And sometimes our idols are relationships.
有些时候我们的偶像呢，是我们与别人的关系。
In no other way is Satan more successful in ensnaring young people.
撒旦呢，在捕捉年轻人这方面呢，没有在这点上呢更成功的了。
When the emotions are boiling,
当我们的情绪不断的火滚的时候
，the hormones are in overdrive.
尤其是这个荷尔蒙的催情之下
，this organ stops working.
我们的这个头脑呢就停止工作。
And Satan just has to blow the wind a little bit, and we are lost forever.
撒旦呢，不过吹了一点点的风呢，我们就永远沉沦了。
But some people are not only idols or have idols of relationships.
有些人呢，不只是有这种关系上的偶像。
They have an idol of wishing they were in a relationship.
还有他们呢， 的偶像呢，是他们希望有这一种的关系。
In hopes of being in a relationship, they are becoming distracted from what God wants them to do.
因为他们在等待着，他们期望着进入这种的关系当中呢，所以他们的心思就被转离了上帝的工作。
They are in love with being in love.
他们呢，不是真正在谈恋爱，不过是在跟谈恋爱的感觉在谈恋爱。
It can be an idol.
这也可以是个偶像。
In Hebrews chapter 12,
在希伯来书第十二章
we come to the appeal.
我们来到了呼召。
The Apostle Paul here writes something that we should remember.
使徒保罗在这里说了一段话，写了一段话是我们应当记得的。
Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses.
第一节，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。
Let us lay aside every weight.
就当放下各样的重担。
And the sin which does so easily beset us.
脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
And let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Paul says there are people watching you.
保罗说有人在看着你们。
Who are they?
是什么人呢？
Those that are mentioned in the previous chapter, Hebrews 11.
就是在希伯来书十一章那边所提到的那些人。
Those who by faith have overcome sin.
他们借着信心呢，已经胜过了罪恶。
And also witnesses are the angels and the watching universe.
还有这些见证人呢，还包含了天使，还有整个宇宙众生灵。
They're watching our lives as though it is a race to the finish.
他们在看着我们的生命，好像这个要完成的一场赛跑。
And they see us burdened with all these weights and bags and luggage.
他们看见我们带着这所有的重担，我们的行李。
And some of these bags have the words ambition written on them.
而有一些行李呢，上面就写着野心或者是很高的期望。
Some people are trying to run the race, but their eyes aren't on the track; they're on their computer screen.
有些人呢在赛跑，可是他们眼睛却不是看着这个赛跑的跑道，而是看着电脑。
And some people are trying to carry their car and their home, trying to run the race.
有些人呢在带着他们的车子去车子物子呢要去赛跑。
And we are told that we need to lay aside every weight.
这边呢圣经告诉我们，我们必须要放下各样的重担。
Every sin.
每一样的罪。
But how do we do it?
可是要怎么才能做到呢？
Verse 2.
第二节
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣
Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在上帝宝座的右边。
Jesus sets the example on how to run this race.
耶稣为我们立下了榜样，怎样去跑这一场的赛事。
Verse 3.
第三节。
For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds.
那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin.
你们与罪恶相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
Paul here is being very, very clear.
保罗在这里说得很清楚。
We need to finish this race.
我们必须要跑完这一场的赛事。
There are people watching and waiting.
很多人在看着我们，等待着我们。
Jesus has set the example on how to do it.
耶稣呢，为我们立下了榜样，要怎么样做。
And if you think that this race is too hard.
如果你觉得这一场的赛跑呢，太难了。
If you think that letting go of the besetting sins is too painful.
如果你觉得要放下这些罪恶呢，是太过痛苦了。
Remember Jesus.
要记得耶稣。
Who as he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, striving.
当他在克西马尼园祷告挣扎的时候
，As his human nature was so weakened by separation from the Father，
他的人性呢，因为与上帝天父分离，而是被这么的软弱。
The struggle of going the way that is easier and going against the will of God was so great。
要走上帝的道，上帝的旨意和要走容易的路呢，之间的征战是那么的大。
That blood squeezed out of his skin。
他的皮肤呢，竟然挤出了血来。
That is how difficult the strife against sin can be.
要与罪恶的征战呢，可以是那么的严厉。
And what we are told here is that until we have striven against sin to that degree,
在这边圣经告诉我们，除非我们到达这样的境况。
We have not truly fought against sin.
我们还没有真正的与罪恶征战过。
How often have we prayed and asked, but then we get up and forget?
我们有多少次跪下来祷告，要求上帝，可是站起来的时候就忘了。
How many times do we come to camp meetings like this and we confess and we forsake our sins?
有多少次我们来到这样的营会，然后我们承认自己的罪恶，然后我们要放掉自己的罪恶。
And the next day, the slightest opposition comes.
可是隔一天呢，遇到一点点的阻碍。
We have the difficulty that makes us a little bit uncomfortable.
有一些困难使到我们有一些不舒服。
Or Satan comes and tickles us just the right way.
或者是撒旦呢，来刺激我们一下。
And we lose again.
我们就失败了。
We have not yet resisted unto blood.Striving against sin.
我们与罪恶相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
The 144,000 we are told in Revelation 14, verse 5.
在启示录十四章第五节这边告诉我们。
We read that they have no guile in their mouth.
这十四万四千人呢，他们口中没有谎言。
And they have no fault before the throne of God.
而且在上帝宝座面前呢，没有瑕疵。
Ephraim will never be a part of the 144,000.
以法莲永不会成为十四万四千人的一份子。
Because they know the truth.
因为他们认识真理。
But yet they are still clinging to their besetting sins.
却仍然紧抓着他们的罪恶。
The day is at hand.
时日已经到了。
If that is true.
如果这是真实的。
Then when is it that we need to cast off the sins?That beset us.
那么我们在什么时候应该丢弃那些阻拦我们的罪恶呢？
When is it that we need to forsake the works of darkness?
我们什么时候才要脱去暗昧的行为？
If the day is at hand, then that time has already passed.
如果白昼将近，那个时间呢就已经过去了。
Now is the time, friends.
各位朋友，现在就是时候。
I invite every person here to bow their heads and close their eyes.
我邀请大家呢，低下头来，闭上眼睛。
And invite the Holy Spirit to whisper to your heart right now.
请你邀请圣灵在你的耳中跟你说话，在你的心中说话。
We read earlier in Review and Herald.
在之前我们读到有关于评论与通讯。
That all who become connected with the cause of God will have opportunity to know what is in their hearts.
每一个参与上帝工作的人呢，都会有机会认识他们心中的意念。
And so right now, pray in your heart of hearts, Lord, show me what is in my heart.
现在呢，就在你心中祷告，求上帝向你显示你心中的意念。
And search your life.
去审查你的生命。
Is there an idol?
有没有一个偶像?
Is there a cherished sin?
有没有一个所珍爱的罪恶?
If there is,
如果是有的话,
I invite you to stand.
我邀请你站起来,
just right where you are.
就在你的座位上站起来,
this is a private decision.
这是一个私下的决定。
It is not for everyone just to stand because others are standing.
不要因为别人都站起来, 所以你也站起来。
You are thinking right now of a specific sin.
你心中所想的是一个特定的罪。
And right now, in your mind, you can say, Lord, show me what to do to forsake that sin.
然后在你的心中呢，你可以告诉上帝说，请你告诉我要怎样丢弃这个罪。
Perhaps you are like the rich young ruler, and Jesus is saying, go sell all that you have, give it to the poor, and come and follow me.
或许你就好像那个年轻的长官那样。耶稣告诉他说，你去吧，变卖所有的，去周济穷人，然后来跟从我。
Maybe you don't have that problem.
或许你没有这个问题。
But you are hearing the Spirit say you need to change the plans in your future.
或许你听到圣灵告诉你说，你必须要改变你对于前程的计划。
That you have to surrender your ambition to him.
你必须要把你的雄心壮志呢，都降服于耶稣。
Some of you may have had problems with another human being.
或许你跟另外一个人呢，有一些问题。
And you have to confess and make right with that brother or sister.
你必须要跟这个弟兄或者姐妹呢和好。
And the Spirit is moving on your heart right now, telling you, you have to find that person.
而圣灵呢在你的心中运行，告诉你说，现在你必须要去找这个人。
You have to pray for them.
你必须要为他祷告。
Call them.
去叫他。
Or write them.
去找他或写信给他。
Or drive to their house.
或者是驾车到他家哪里。
And if they won't see you, you continue to...Come after them until they will talk.
如果他们不愿意见你的话呢，你继续的去找他，知道他愿意说话。
Perhaps there are some who are in a relationship that is ungodly.
或许呢，有些人呢，他们正在一种关系呢，是上帝所不允许的。
You know that this is not in the will of God.
你知道这不是上帝的旨意。
They are leading you down the path to hell.
这一个关系呢，在引着你走向地狱的路。
And the Spirit is telling you, you need to break off that relationship.
圣灵在告诉你说，你必须要脱去这个关系。
There may be any number of sins that beset us today.
或许还有其他的罪阻拦了我们。
I don't know what they are.
我不知道是什么样的罪。
But the Holy Spirit does.
可是圣灵却知道。
And by standing, you are saying, Lord Jesus, by thy power, I want to overcome.
你站起来就是告诉上帝说，借着你的能力，我要胜过这个罪恶。
For we have a high priest that is touched with our infirmities.
因为我们有一个大祭司，他了解我们的每一个软弱。
Jesus was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin.
耶稣在每一点上被试炼，好像我们一样，可是却没有犯罪。
He is our example.
他是我们的榜样。
He is our strength.
他是我们的力量。
He is the author and finisher of our faith.
他是我们信心创始成终的一位。
Trust him.
我们要信靠他。
Surrender to him everything right now.
现在就把你一切的都降服于他。
And God will answer that prayer.
上帝必然会应允你的祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father.
我们慈爱的天父。
You see the souls who are standing.
你看见站着的生灵。
And you peer into the deep roots of their hearts.
你可以看见他们心灵深处的一切。
And you know that they long to overcome their besetting sins.
而且你知道他们盼望能够胜过这个阻碍他们的罪。
They know which idols must be broken down.
他们知道哪一个偶像必须要被打碎。
But they know that they cannot do it alone.
可是他们也知道他们没有能力做到。
And so Jesus, by thy example and by thy experience as our brother in human flesh,
主耶稣，你身为我们人类的长兄，借着您的经验，
we are coming before you at the throne of grace with boldness now.
我们坦然无惧地来到你施恩的宝座前，
in our time of need,
在我们有需要的时候，
that you may break the power of darkness over us.
你能够为我们打散这黑暗的势力，
that we may walk from this place.In newness of life.
让我们能够离开这个地方的时候有新的生命。
And that our lives from this day forward will be unceasing victories over sin.
从今天开始，我们的生命将会是对罪恶不断的胜利。
And Lord, you know that troubles will come.
主，你知道灾难要来了。
We ask that you will send your angels, double angels, to guard each soul here.
我们祈求你差遣你的天使，双倍的天使来保守这里的每一位。
And we know that on the Sabbath day, you long to answer prayers more than any other day.
而且我们知道在安息日你更愿意应允我们的祷告。
And so today,
今天，
as we begin this Sabbath day's activities,
在我们开始安息日所有活动之前，
in this morning, we lift up our prayer.
今天早上我们把我们的祷告上升到你那里。
Confessing our faults one to another.
向个人向个人承认自己的罪。
And we know that you will answer.
而且我们知道你必然会应允。
And may we be prepared for the greater trust you have prepared for us.
但愿我们准备好来迎接你对我们更大的信任。
Speak to us.
求你与我们说话。
Walk with us.
与我们同行。
Strengthen us.
坚固我们
and keep us.
保守我们
This is our prayer.
这是我们的祈求
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.
此节目由巨响媒体为您精心呈现。若想收听更多节目，请您浏览 www.loudvoicemedia.com。